studies suggest military veterans carry a higher risk of developing ALS, a rare but deadly disease with no cure. On this Veterans Day, WHYY's Aaron Moselle has the story of a Philadelphia man who was diagnosed not long after returning from the Army.
Chuck Schretzman served nearly three decades after graduating from West Point. He loved every second of it.
What did you enjoy most about the Army?
The people. It's all about the people. I love soldiers, man.
Schretzman did two tours in Afghanistan and two tours in Iraq after 9/11. He retired a lieutenant colonel, and until a few years ago, he was healthy, a former Division I football player and father of three, enjoying civilian life.
I never had surgery, never had been in the hospital. I mean, I'm clean, mental health.
ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, destroys your motor skills and eventually your ability to breathe. It's progressive, which means the longer you have ALS, the worse things get, with the average life expectancy of between 2 and 5 years after diagnosis. More than 3 years after getting the news, Schretzman can still walk, though not well. He's lost a lot of muscle control in his right arm, his dominant arm, and it's getting harder and harder for him to speak. Stacy Schretzman, Chuck's wife and caretaker, says the hardest part is watching her husband slowly die and having no way to stop it.
A lot of people lose somebody and then they spend the next 2 or 3 years grieving. We're all grieving, looking at him, deteriorating right in front of us.
Chuck says he wouldn't change a thing about his life before ALS, especially his decision to join the Army. He still misses it. Sometime today, he'll hop on his motorized wheelchair and head to Washington Square in Center City to quietly sit, as he often does, by the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He loves the message carved into the top of the memorial. Freedom is a light for which many men have died in darkness. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.